He says you'd like to get George in earlier, at a different time, we can do that.
Well,
I think how we can do it.
He can come home earlier.
Yes, sir.
So, second one I had in mind, I may decide to go to Florida for the purpose of doing my writing, working that speech.
Yep.
Figuring that I will be less accessible there.
Right.
Well, I'm sure Schultz could come in
2, 3, 4 hours earlier.
I could get probably a little sun.
Right.
I thought the possibility of going out and seeing him at 5 o'clock at the airport, that would be too political.
Yeah,
issues. But if he could get in, say, arriving, we could have our meeting, so that really, we'd like to try to make the meeting maybe arise, and he could be at, say, 3 o'clock or something like that. Have a meeting at 3 or even at 4, so that I could take off about 4 o'clock.
I'm sure that could be done.
Could you do that?
Sure.
Another meeting I want to have would be with just him at this point.
Right.
And if you, I would say, if you would have his number, so we can give him a general rundown as to where he's staying.
Right.
You might say to him that I do not want at this point to get too bogged down in international monetary
Right. Or
primary concerns of phase 3, the tax program.
Great tactic.
Great tactic.
Yeah.
We ought to, John, to get him. I talked to Earl Baldwin about this, and we got him spread to that, in my opinion. I think he's got it. He's got such a barrier to work. I've got to get him out of that Soviet trade thing. I mean, Henry's just had to do it himself, or frankly, let them do it under very, very great supervision. Difficulty being that. It's a hell of an important thing, and having to work the piss out of it there.
Yep.
There's another reason. If anybody gets interested, so if you create me, they lose interest in other things.
Yep.
And I want to get him out of that. I want to get him out of that, and I want to get him out also of the thing. And Henry's got to be in the farm for that, and just put somebody else on it. The other thing I think we ought to get out of it is going to break his heart and energy. I think we got to get him out of that.
How about putting Simons in that?
Well, the difficulty is Simons can help a valuable man too, and I wonder if he should use so much of his time. I know he's good.
All right.
On this, let me say that, everybody wants, what is the most important thing? What is something that Schultz can do and Simons can do that nobody else can do? It is energy. It sure as hell is phase 3, and it sure as hell is international monetary.
The reason I trade,
that's my point.
Well, see, Simons has a petroleum council now, a petroleum policy, place of Lincoln. He's doing a hell of a job on
controlling
the import quotas and all that. So it'd be a logical thing.
Simons is gone. I'm like George totally out of it, though.
Okay.
Because George concentrated on the big games, There again, energy is a schemas. Right? I don't know exactly what it is. It's what people are talking about for schemas. Looking at the other issues. There is the issue of trade. There's the issue of taxes. And there's the issue of prices. And that's George's bag. And you ought to concentrate on that to the exclusion of everything else. Because, we all know, John, what a man can do. He can do one or two things very well. Six things for that's really the problem. George's got it.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
And I don't think he's doing anything poorly necessarily, but he will end up doing it.
Well, I think if we could see our way clear to let Bill Simons into the energy thing, it would save the face a little bit for George, for one thing, which is a minor consideration, but it ties nicely to what Bill is doing and the other thing. And Bill is a guy with great capacity. Great capacity.
They tell me he's one of the stars in the mountain.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure.
We can find one over at Grand Chalk.
Yeah, we've got an undersecretary for him, called Schubert, who's a lawyer. who looks damn good, who's had Labor Department experience. Brennan likes him, Schultz likes him. We've signed off on him.
God damn, let's get him out. So
right away, we stay. Right away.
I get him. Don Rogers is working on it. We got to let somebody else write his mail in.
Oh, is that so? He's I know Bob now. I didn't know it was because he wouldn't let loose of it. Also got some assistant secretaries for him now. Colbert, Stender, people that he likes that are satisfactory to Schultz, and so I think that log jam's broken. That's we're over the hump on that now. We're bad spot with Weinberg. I laid the whip to him on all his Democrats, and he's bleeding from every pore.
Well, in your opinion, now people want to be do you think this is definitely in our interest? I would say, based on my record in the past 4 years, what happens with somebody like the name of Kovac, apparently riding on your finance thing over here, is generally your experience, not with Democrats, but with a non-loyalist and a looter, is almost always bad.
This is
just to pay the price eventually, don't you?
This is the great crossroads moment for Weinberger, as I see it.
Yes.
He is either going to be brought to capturing that department, or going the easy way. And if we don't hang up this week, we lost it. Ben, but yeah, I'm going to see him again today. We'll do it again.
So I need to talk.
I'll let you know.
I have no question about it.
Well,
I'm not going to argue about this.
It's a typical situation.
I know.
You know, you say to him, Cap, there's this big problem, and he says, I see the big problem, and let's talk about the individual guys. And, you know, you take one by one, you can make an argument that's just like the budget argument.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me go call George and get him to come earlier. And I'm sure that's not a problem. I'm just positive it isn't. And then I'll have a short meeting with him first, and then figure that you'll be able to get out of here by 4 o'clock.
Well,
see, and what I'd do, if I could suggest, I'd have a helicopter come in here and land, regardless. And that'll put a finite, you know, sort of bulky type of thing. Because George is going to come with so much on his mind that that'd be the best way to do it.
Sure.
book is very loyal to you.
I understand.
It rather consciously omits the short strokes at the end. And in effect, it cops out on that. So he isn't required to draw any conclusions about who shot the
hell.
Yeah.
We all know what happened.
The fellow who works for the LA Times named Burke is writing pretty definitive work on that whole thing. Everybody to have everything they want to have.
Right.
at a fair price.
And
where I think, that I'll tell you, one of the best things that came out over the weekend was the fact that you all are eating chicken and other things in the White House. Just the fact of your example.
You know, some of the left meat racing, you know, part of that, I contributed to myself without ever intending to. When I was in Florida, I went to a...
Oh, you went to Hasa.
I went to the Hasa,
yeah.
And I always ordered fish.
Yeah.
Since I liked it.
Yeah.
Less cholesterol.
Yeah, but you were very indirect about it. Some of our consumer police and others have been saying, no, they didn't say
that. I don't know
how it's but they
know
said
that the was kicked out of that because, in fact, I said I always get fish.
Yeah,
like,
no, what you said to somebody going out was, order the fish here, it's very good, or something
right.
Like that. That's
what you see.
But what we're seeing is some of the Virginia Now type of comment that says, shop well, don't buy beef, buy chicken, don't buy
chicken.
Well,
you can't be for any kind of
Well, we're working on this. We'll keep hammering away at it. But I think the fact that you are moving on food prices has to be seen by everybody. There was 5 minutes on every network.
It looked like we were moving.
Yeah. And then Scott went out. He was very good. He was excellent. And Ziegler was very good yesterday. So all in all...
Did they get covered?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Scott got covered.
And he said that...
Ziegler got quoted. He didn't get covered.
But saying...
Scott said the president is concerned, the president is moving, food prices are going to moderate, and those are the kinds of things that
the president is trying to say. What about the leaks out to the effect of maybe moving those prices? Bucks can threaten and say, well, there's some damn fools, Republican Party, as well as the others.
He is a terrible problem.
I think he is at the moment. I think he sort of let it go to his head.
Well,
I
don't know what. I think he's captured by the goddamn Agriculture Department. And I keep getting signals back that he is subverting our effort to move the stockpiles. And I'm checking this now, but I got a very clear signal yesterday from them inside the Agriculture Department that the problem is not with the guys that I've been leaning on. And I, you know, I just batted this one guy something terrible one day here. Well, he is exercising his discretion, which he has under the law.
Put a line, put a memorandum out that from me that I to all departments. That is, I understand that you have various discretions under the law. That discretion is no longer to be exerted by any of you. I am hereby directing that I have, which is my responsibility, that I am preempting every provision of that sort within the law. And put that out there. I think that'll do it. But I have been concerned that some department heads, that any figure follow up my clear directives and meetings must be reported and accounted for within 24 hours. And that there is no discretion, there is to be no discretion exercised by a department secretary. Give that discretion. Find out it's my clear, unequivocal direction.
All right, that would be very tough in a memo. Let me suggest this. We have a team calling on each one of these fellows this week. Can I have them just tell them that?
Right.
This Malik and one of Cole's fellows is calling on each of the cabinet. And this would be a very good thing to tell them at that time. Yeah, I think it will. Now, I'm going to see Butts.
You just said that I hit the roof. I heard about that.
All right.
We shouldn't say we say things about the price control. We want to let the bankers say they make good price controls. We may or may not, I don't know, but what knows? What assignment kind of things that we
have? Well, I haven't talked to him about this lately. We were together yesterday.
The whole phase three is a
yeah, and he showed me that.
But he's getting ordered. In my opinion, I wouldn't buy assignment on that yet because I think he's getting enormous pressure from his Wall Street clients who thought everything was a flop.
Well,
they didn't judge it quite that.
Tell you something about him. He's got those Wall Street guys sized up. It's very interesting. I've had a long talk with him about the advocacy. We met with him.
Yeah.
And he takes that with a grain of salt.
Good.
It's So I think you'll find that his judgment on that kind of thing is pretty balanced. He's got he's got Bunny Lasseter figured out to a T. Very interesting.
What do we
not
see
all the rest of them?
What do we do about that?
But I think what we ought to do.
You know, my problem, frankly, is this. I honestly feel that slapping him under the control of the thing now would have the effect that probably it might have some good effect now. But I'm sure as hell that it bust me at the wrong time. I really think, John, we've got a big team now.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we let Simon work on Schultz over the weekend? And then I'll talk to George after I get back from the coast on Monday.
Dunlop, of course.
Right. And then let's see what happens in the vectoring. Let's see what George comes up with.
So we've got to see what our new one is. Yes. Probably going to say cut the budgets. It'd
be a hard line.
Well, more likely to shoot the budget. You know, he always suggests something that's impossible.
Sure. Sure. Let's let George, now the primary kicked up, and you've got these various objective signs, and then you've got Simon, and Simon's going to clamp onto George. Let's just let that gel over there again. Well, you have them all down, you're doing a job on them. I don't know. I gather from this meeting I had with the Wall Street guys that this is symptomatic of their lack of confidence in phase three.
It's also a desire to make more money. Let's face it. That's bullshit about the fact that they don't.
I guess the Fed's tightening up a little bit on money.
Watch our clock. Well, better take it now rather than later. I just don't want them to go too far.
I have a feeling, based on Dunlop's analysis of the railroad settlement and what he tells me about the rubber negotiation, we could come through this. If we did, my God, what a coup.
If we could have the labor side.
Yep.
And we could continue the economy moving earlier, risk break.
You were talking about George's big plays. The other thing to put on that list is meaning, a care and feeding of meaning.
That's right. What else can Labor management is what I would say. The other thing is that he's got if you look at the first quarter GDP, I feel like inflation under 5%. That's rough.
Yep.
Yet, that is the bulge. Phase 2 and phase 3, we had one, you remember? Yeah, phase 2, we have closing that, it still came down.
Yep.
I just think we've got to keep our heads here in the sense that realizing that this kind of hard kind of economy, things never go sidelines, they always go up or down.
Yeah.
And we just can't get that damn excited about
well,
it.
Well, we tend to look at the short swings.
Which,
yeah.
I don't know.
One good thing about the campaign is it made us look at the four-year curve rather than the short swing.
We finally got the debate done on that.
Yeah.
Thereby we did. But at the present time, the media, of course, will grab the figure.
But we've been through some upswings in food prices before. We've been in downswings in unemployment, and we've been diligent about attacking the problem when it turned up, and we've managed to moderate it. I think we'll do it again.
Best economy in the world.
No question about that.
Question near that. But I got to be reminded of it worse in other places. I'm not so sure that's bad.
These fellows, Schultz and Stein, and McCracken to a lesser degree, have managed the economy better in that first term than I think anybody in the 20th century, really, in terms of,
I guess the 70, call it a recession, or down here, was the mildest.
Yeah. Under terribly aggravated conditions of change and inflation.
Just the point is, though, there's modest returns of its amount done. But man, I'm writing arts and returns of its media.
Sure.
The problem the more and more I see in this country, we must get for 60 days, which just completed 60 days of the term. Had we not had level visa, had we had not had returning to the U.S., that's the only positive story we've had. That positive story has tended to the public mind to sort of balance off others, which are basically not that maybe, but they may have something. Wounded Knee is a crisis. I mean, Christ, last week began and said that's bound to be the number one subject nobody asked about. But they were making it.
Yeah.
Wounded Knee is a horrible crisis. Maybe you're an administrator, Indian firm, it doesn't do anything for them. Now, the price, of course, is a crisis. Of course, the Watergate always is a crisis. Well, and then, of course, our Republic is a crisis.
And the constitutional crisis with the Congress.
Yeah, so
negative.
But my point is, is a lot of it due to, first of all, crisis makes news. We got to understand that. The Newsy wants to make news. But also, another thing is there is almost, I can sense this in the news magazines particularly, there's a panic. There's a panic in the Eastern establishment areas. They are facing the horrifying fact, and it is a horrifying fact, that we're going to be here for the next almost 4 years.
And then you're going to be activists.
And I'm going to be activists. And it just petrified it.
Yeah, the classic is OEO. You're dismantling OEO. And they're standing there. And they're saying, he can't do that.
I'm glad that Phillips is doing it. Assembly. I think I didn't want to give any credit to my colleague. It was unfair to him that I was criticizing what he was doing. I was not at all like he was doing exactly the right thing. And I think he got a bum rap on the cable business and so forth, that they picked up some goddamn thing. Like Keith said in the summer, some kid about government must be destroyed. My point was that that's an egg. It's not worthy of a government person.
Yeah, did you make a comment on that?
I did. Well, somebody got back to him and Buchanan and the others thought the president was trying to pull in their arms and thought this was terrible. We ought to fight. Hell, I said, fight him. But I said, do is what you do, not what you say.
I didn't know that. Now, independent of that, see, I moved in on him and set up a procedure for clearance of his speeches and stuff. Because just do it beautifully. And where
he must have
a lot of money
to. You must make him do plan.
Oh, I understand.
And then with the present time, I think it's virtually turning out to be a washout.
Yeah. No.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Now?
He's disappeared.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know.
No, but isn't it because
he's playing it safe.
Isn't it because he's playing it so safe? They're accusing the rest. He's not saying God.
Yeah.
He's going to be in there fighting for Gray. What the hell do you think I died for Gray? I was until Eisenhower asked me right in his room that we have to let go. It's a terrible thing.
I was concerned that Phillips was going to draw so much fire on himself that he wouldn't be able to do his job. And so I just made an arrangement for clearance of his testimony and his speeches and other stuff to make sure that he didn't
look
at some of that.
Let me use it before I suggest one. You talk about it.
You ought to get up to replay that for you.
I understand.
Well,
I
I heard in McNally or something. He's in the news summary this morning.
Mulligan?
Yeah.
Mulligan, Captain Mulligan. He was the third.
Well.
Why did you?
He was on the CBS News, and they replayed him on the news station, and I heard him on the radio last night. And it's these and them's and those. Oh, no, this is an Army Air Force captain. This is a guy off the street.
What is it?
He is beautiful. He is just beautiful. Have you got the news summary here? I'll find it in there for you. He goes through all of these points. He goes through the necessity for the bombing. He goes into, let's see, he goes into the front of it. Yeah, Mulligan, if they want us. Mulligan. Unhappy about the CBS coverage, and he picked out CBS for picking up.
Mulligan, who's his name?
Mulligan, attorney Mulligan.
Mulligan, he's another Mulligan.
And, he may be a Navy captain, so as I said, I didn't see him. But anyway, CBS Morning News, the visit to Hanoi of prominent U.S. citizens, and he went into all of that. He said, there have been questions prolonged the war, and he said the effect on our morale was just devastating, just terrible. And said that North Vietnamese got a lot of propaganda out of it, and they told about what the North Vietnamese said to him about their being there, and that they were going to win this war in Washington, not in Vietnam. Then he got very patriotic. His neighbors had put a flagpole in his front yard as a gift, and he talked about that, and it was just beautiful. That's really great. And he says he gets a lump in his throat when they play the Star Spangled Banner. And he doesn't apologize for that. He thinks that's pretty good. But he just, anyway, he got into the bombing, and I don't see anything in here about the bombing. But he got into that. He said there isn't a question but that the decision to bomb brought this thing to an honorable conclusion. And he was just famous. I think the coverage is so penetrating. and it does impact, that it does get through. I think we have to be a little cautious about a period of co-opting.
No, no, we mustn't be co-opted with them. What I'm speaking about is not something done out of the White House, but I'm thinking of something like that. There's all sort of a pocketbook or a Warren Lewis kind of operation.
I just wrote that down. I think Hope would have the kind of guy that could do that.
Look, it's an historic moment. What these people have said, it reminds me of the country, what it is, what it stands for.
Let me talk to Hope.
Right.
Incidentally, I talked to him about the Udall bill. He's fine. No problem. He said, I think we can get it passed without you. He said, if you just don't fight us too hard, if you don't put the money if it's passed, why, he said, we're all right.
I think we should, in this case, give it.
Well,
and we don't know. After all, it has to do with free speech and a couple of other things briefly. I saw Jerry Ford's statement on the penalty indicating that
he was using a hypothetical.
Could I get overall effect of impounding? In other words, when I discuss it, I don't want to discuss it in terms of impounding. In other words, by impounding this money, we avoided a 5% increase in taxes, or a 6%. We know it's 15%, because that's everything. But could I get that kind of
sure?
I don't want to know about the, I don't even know chapter and verse, but the impounding is $3 billion for this year and so forth.
Well,
the second point is, I do really want to know what the figure is with regard to the Johnson numbers. I heard you call 6%,
mm-hmm.
The 3.5%, is that perhaps true?
We've got it for every previous year.
Yeah. Well, if you could say that this is less than the average, or if you could take a Johnson year, and the year this amount is half of what it was. I just want these figures. All right, these are my volunteers.
Okay.
On grade, shouldn't Ziegler get into a strong batting upstate today?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yes.
Should anything you said should you be called or denied?
Something funny happened yesterday. We're just still trying to track down.
Yeah.
He went up there and said, I can't talk about this and I can't talk about that. We did not give him those instructions. And I'm trying to find out who did. And I couldn't reach anybody this morning before I came in here, so I'll track that down.
Well, as a matter of fact, let me say there are two different problems here, though, that he did not go about the list summary and couldn't quite distinguish. I had said that the practice of turning total raw files over the whole committee had never been the practice under Rupert, would not be the practice under this administration. The grade was an exception for understandable purposes,
yeah,
because he was up for Congress and confirmation, but that it would not be the policy in the future. All right. Next came a meeting in which they were supposed to work it out, that he would follow the procedure, which is the old procedure of turning it over to the chairman, ranking member, and to the council of the committee, but not the whole committee.
Right.
Because it would injure innocent people. Now we're on the right side of this. Now, why in the name of Christ can somebody read my those numbers and then go back and repeat them?
That's not the
problem.
The
problem here, according to the news summary that I read this morning, said the committee, quieter to say, well, they can't give it to only two, that is enough. We've got to have it to all seven. He's not in the city.
Yeah, that's another subject. What happened yesterday was that they put some questions to Gray. Gray said, I'm sorry, I have to decline to answer that. The Attorney General has instructed me that I should not answer that, and it's garbled in the paper. I gather that what his instructions probably were was, don't get into the substance of Watergate. Let's force him to a vote on your qualifications without letting him bleed Watergate into this anymore. But he also refused to answer some other questions, which don't add up to that. And either he confused his instructions, or he was given very broad instructions by findings to just sit tight now and force him to a vote. Sounds to me like Eastland and Clemens may have cooked up a deal.
That sounds like to me, too. By their advice is never due.
And we're getting tagged by the news. The White House is totally in.
Dr. Gray.
That's right. And I got to get Ziegler positioned on that also.
Let me say this. As far as the pushers are concerned, related to the second plane. We're having counter gravitation in terms of the whole, shall we say, ethical tone of our society. Now, Watergate, the contrary, notwithstanding, which of course is many people say that is what we're talking about. But what we're really talking about here is that during the 60s, we're needing the thing for people in high places to encourage the hell with it, bomb, the law is the end, join the radicals, carry the. Pornography is all tied into that. In other words, a respect,
family,
a respect for the basic values, the family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a counter-reformation going on there. We could mention other things. But it has to do with the role of government, with the individual. It has to do with the role of law enforcement and so forth. And it has to do, of course, with not only how government does things, the person, and who does it where, but what then, the fourth point is what government does. In other words, we don't even believe that government at the city level or the local level ought to put everybody on welfare. And we don't believe in community action programs, period. We're not saying that, look, this is a program that you ought to consider they can't run. We don't think it's worth a goddamn. We don't believe in the trickle-down theory of helping the poor. We don't believe in that theory of helping everybody that can't help themselves. I mean, well, it was pretty tough rhetoric what I said in the inaugural. That was a real test. Real test. The comparison of what I said in the inaugural to what Kennedy said against. I mean, many confused that. I mean, said that I was saying exactly the same thing. I was saying something totally different. We will, before you ask what your government's going to do, you see what you're going to do yourself. That, of course, is very different to John when they get into the colleges. It's what the difference from being told with their teachers and the rest. It's different from what they're being told with their preachers. And I understand all that. The preacher should be compassionate. He should say, you are your brother's keeper and all that. But if we turn into a nation of dead weight, always being concerned about people that poor, some rich, and what I'm shut that person or rape somebody and then kill them and so forth. Jesus' mother didn't eat correctly when she was a kid. Oh my God. Can't do it. It's the line. Well, you don't want to go totally over to the heartless thing. We do have, for example, a program on corrections, on prisons, on dope addicts, and all the rest, what runs out of our goddamn ears. But what you're getting down to here is that both of all this means when I talk about our problem of getting through, the smart guys in the media and the jobs know that that's what we're after. And that's what we're reasoning. And that is also reflected in the fact that in the world, they are truly now isolations and muddlehead. And do not want the United States to be strong because they think a strong America is a threat to peace in the world. So that's another reason why this is a watershed period. And there's going to be jobs because if you get a Kennedy in here, Teddy Kennedy, or some other type that could be here, the country will be finished. I will promise you it will be finished. It's a world power and it'll tear itself apart. It'll just tear itself apart. They'll like it. They'll have a hell of a holiday for 90 days. You have their hells and deals and training and the rest. And then you watch. You watch. Because despite what your Christian scientists may tell me, my Quakers may tell me, man is not inherently good. Unfortunately. And he is not perfectible. Unfortunately. Wish he were. You gotta try.
He's not perfectible, he's perfect, but we don't see him that way a lot of the time.
So that is maybe the whole conflict is religious in nature.
theme in the Bible. You have two versions of creation, you know, fall from grace and all that kind of thing. Man reaches back through the ages for that.
I personally don't like it. It's basically the Old Testament versus the New Testament.
Yeah.
And I personally don't like to hear sermons on something about heaven, hell, damnation, for the hell of God with the girls. Like, I don't like that. The other side of the coin, this utter flabby softness of the average Episcopalian Presbyterian
Well, it's humanistic. Yeah, it's very good.
It's not religious.
That's right.
You've got to have some mystery in it. But if you notice, they're utter flabby spirits.
Yeah.
And they aren't filling the churches yet.
That's right. The kids are reverting to the fundamental, to the true religious, to even the Jesus freaks is a way out version of that.
But they're looking for the mystic. They're looking for the spiritual rather than the humanistic.
On who Christ is in.
Incidentally, we're going with summer youth today. We're going to have some heirs with some existing money.
Now
again, it'll get, I think, positive reaction. I think it'll be seen as a transition move.
Yeah, and this was planned all along.
Yes.
As a result of our meetings, we have now been able to find out what the needs are, and this amount is now been allocated for transition.
Cole is going to brief on it, and he should do very well.
He always do.
It'll be
informing any of the mayors.
Oh yes, that's all been done.
Informing any judges.
Yep. Good clearance process been going on yesterday, and we'll go this morning until the briefing time. And it's a nice little move, and it also gets us off the hook on summer violence. It's a very satisfactory score. It's $400 million. It's about $7 million more than we put in the program last year.
I think it's wrong. I do feel that on the final scale has turned some.
It's not respectable.
Well, it's respectable. It isn't respectable to those goddamn clouds in the press room.
That's what I mean.
They're losing it.
No. And it now has very heavy racial overtones. The blacks are the only ones who are talking about street violence. Jesse Jackson and that crap.
God bless you. I guess if we were black, we would do it.
Not if we were smart. I tell you, our friend Vernon Jordan stubbed his toe the other day at the press corps, and I'm gonna pistol with him a little bit. He took us on, and he took us on in a way that he didn't have to do. He called me ahead of time, like he always does, and I said, Vernon, don't do it this time. But you've got a cabinet meeting coming up if you play your cards right. But you can spoil it. Well, he spoiled it.
How quickly did he say
it? Oh, he went out, and he hit us in a gratuitous kind of way on revenue sharing and all this kind of stuff, and said that it's the new reconstruction. So,
wait.
And
you got anybody else in your money besides her?
Well, I'm having Stan Scott take a look to see if there's a good guy that we can
find. Oh, look over some people.
Art Fletcher, the Negro College.
Yeah, all right. Give him some.
Have a meeting with Art. Have him come in and tell us about the plight of the Negro College.
Right.
Now, I want to make this very pointed with Jordan. I have a kind of a relationship with him that I can say, Bert, this is number one. You made a mistake. It's going to cost you $5 million. And there's two ways to get along with us. That's a third of what he's getting.
Well, we could give him a lot more if you hit him.
That's right. And I think we can make. Let's test and see if we can make a Canadian out of him. It's worth the trouble.
Well, that's
an old Western expression. That's an old Western expression. You know, good they come today.
Yeah. Is Martin going to be all right?
Yeah, he is working. Apparently. Apparently. Prognosis is very good.